haiku stairs on Oahu's windward coast have been a community headache for decades, an attractive nuisance that brings unwanted visitors to a quiet neighborhood in the middle of the night. The Board of Water Supply, which owns the land, is paying for HPD extra duty officers to patrol the site as a prelude to tearing down the so-called Stairway to Heaven. Dr. Vernon Ansdell, president of the Friends of Haiku Stairs, says there's a far better way to go. He and his members see the stairs as a valuable community resource that, at the moment, is still in fairly good condition.
They're actually generally in very good condition. As you probably know, the city and county under the one of the administrations in the early 2000s did a major renovation of the stairs, and they still remain in very good condition. We used to go up and do maintenance work, mostly working on invasive plants that were up there. But at that time, certainly the stairs were in good condition. There was some damage done recently in a storm, but it's my understanding is it's just superficial damage and could easily be repaired.
Why isn't it being repaired?
Because the Board of Water Supply will not allow us to go back up there and do the work that would be necessary. We volunteered to provide the manpower, the materials to go up there and fix it, and they would not allow us access.
What was the concern?
I think they're looking at removing the stairs, and so from their point of view, it may be of no relevance to have us up there repairing it. That's my only explanation.
What's the argument for keeping the stairs?
Well, the argument for keeping the stairs is that it's just an amazing historical monument. It has educational and recreational value. The views from the stairs themselves are just stunning. There's a lot of native plants up there that can easily be viewed and preserved with a limited amount of maintenance.
Well, government is always, as you well know, concerned about liability issues, and there would seem to be quite a few where the stairway is concerned.
Well, that's one of the greatest myths, because the stairs themselves are actually very, very safe. If you think about it, it's a stairway with railings, and you go up or you go down, so you can't get lost. You really aren't going to fall off, just with a minimum of common sense. I think the reason the stairs have got this reputation of being dangerous or and unsafe is people who are getting injured trying to access the stairs, coming up from the Moanalua side, for example, getting stuck in the clouds on the ridge and calling for help, or falling because it's so muddy on that side. So that's where a lot of it comes from. Just to make it very clear, there's never been any serious accident as a result of an injury on the stairs, and certainly no deaths. There was one unfortunate person who died from what I believe was a heart attack on the stairs. And the irony of that is that that person probably wouldn't have been up there if we'd had our managed access program in place.
What would a managed access program consist of? Would you then weed out people who look as if they couldn't make it? I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, so managed access actually refers to several elements that we would have. It would be we would control the number of people going up, and we would screen them to some degree. They would have a safety briefing. They would sign a waiver, and we would use fees from that access to pay for maintenance and security and staffing and educational and cultural programs related to the stairs.
That's a tall order to pay for with fees. I mean, do the numbers balance out for that?
Yes. Yes, they do. We've done a very careful study on that, and we think that it will be very easy to do. It would work.
Let me take you back to something you said earlier about how nobody's going to get hurt if they use a little common sense. I can think of any number of examples of places where common sense is, at a premium, and people given an opportunity to do something crazy will do it. I would seem to apply here.
Well, that's a very valid point. In reality, so we would make sure people are wearing the right sort of clothing, shoes, using sunscreen, have water with them. The access to the stairs would be would be to some degree with a docent, with a guide. So people would be supervised along the way. I feel very confident we wouldn't have a problem.
By the time you're talking about, you know, it sounds as if you're creating a fairly elaborate structure here. Docents, guides, educational programs, vetting. You know, you have to create some system where you have the authority to deny people access, right?
Well, yes. I mean, they wouldn't be able to buy the permit to allow them to go up there. Yeah.
Well, that would be something that you would regulate, you as a separate organization would regulate?
We would, yes. We would like to be involved in a sort of advisory role. So we would come up with recommendations or guidelines regarding the number of people that are allowed up there, the sort of screening process that they would go through, this sort of thing, and making sure that any proceeds from this program would go into educational cultural programs. We're hoping to eventually work to develop a cultural park up in Haiku Valley. Haiku Valley is rich with history and, so we would love to really work with people who are involved in developing Haiku Valley to have what we're calling something like a Haiku Stairs cultural experience.
Well, given the landowner is the Board of Water Supply, right? What do they say about all this?
Well, Board of Water Supply, you know, said all along, they're in the business of providing safe drinking water and not running a hiking trail.
Mm-hmm.
So it really doesn't make sense for them to continue to be responsible for the land under the stairs. So they need to transfer it to another government agency who would be willing to do that. And then we can work with them to develop a public-private partnership and develop this program that we're talking about.
What government agency would you have in mind?
Well, possibly Parks and Recreation.
Have you spoken to them?
We've had conversations with the mayor regarding this and his administration.
I'm just wondering how far along these ideas are in terms of implementation.
I think, to be honest, they're quite a long way along. There's so much support for preserving the stairs that I think people in the mayor's administration are very, very interested in making this work.
Well, what's your next step?
Our next step is, well, one thing we're doing right now is trying to raise funds for our campaign. We need to persuade a lot of people that this is the right thing to do, and it's going to cost money to do that. So we're raising money for our campaign. And then at the same time, talking to the various people that are involved. We continue to have discussions, hopefully, with the neighbors who live in the neighborhood, at the residents who live in the neighborhood at the base of the stairs. And some of them are seriously influenced by hikers trying to sneak in the middle of the night. And the situation with that is, at the moment, really is not acceptable to anybody who's involved. And so that needs to be rectified. And that, I believe, is why the Board of Water Supply is adding an extra guard at night, an off-duty policeman, is my understanding.
Dr. Vernon Ansdell is president of the Friends of Haiku Stairs.